It's here and now, and there is so much going on today, including thousands of people gathered in Charleston, South Carolina, for the funeral of Pastor Clementa Pinckney, one of the nine people gunned down at the Emmanuel AME Church last week. President Obama will eulogize his friend Pinckney later today, but right now, friends and colleagues are remembering him at the services at the College of Charleston's arena. Gerald Malloy, for instance, served with Pinckney in the South Carolina Senate.
He loved helping people. It didn't matter who you were or where you came from, he extended a helping hand and an open heart to all walks of life. That's just the kind of man he was.
NPR's Hansi Luang is in Charleston. Hansi, tell us more about this service.
Well, I can tell you, Robin, that the arena here is packed, so much so that I couldn't get in, and a lot of people, thousands of people who lined up outside couldn't get in as well. I've had to watch the service here in a nearby hotel, in the hotel lobby, and it's almost a worship service into itself in this little hotel lobby with people clapping and cheering. It is a solemn ceremony where there are folks that are silent when the speakers are really eulogizing, but also just remembering who Reverend Pinckney was. And one local pastor even said, you know, this shooter wanted to start a race war, but he came to the wrong place.
Yeah, and I know you have some sound from there. What have you got?
Well, I spoke to some of the folks who have lined up, and these are folks who are coming really some from all over the country, dressed almost in their Sunday best, line snaking around. One person is Janelle Ohanba from Orangeburg, South Carolina. She says Reverend Pinckney and her daughter went to the same school, and this is what she told me.
Well, of course, it saddened my heart 100%. We don't know all the answers yet, but believe me, this is history. Everything have a reason and a purpose.
Everything has a reason and a purpose. Hansi, do you know what she meant? I mean, it could be a wide range of things.
Sure. Well, I think one question she brought up is, that's on everyone's mind. Why did this happen? Why did this shooting happen? And it's a question everyone is still grappling with, not just in Charleston, but around the country. And one thing we know that has happened after it is a conversation, a national conversation about race in this country, as well as here in Charleston and South Carolina. And she, I think, Janelle, she was wondering if this will be a moment in history where it will become a symbolic moment, the deaths of these nine church members, whether or not that will inspire greater action. For example, it's inspired a lot of discussion about whether or not Confederate flags should go down here in South Carolina at the State House. Also, whether there should be more discussion about issues of racial inequality and also relationships between the police and African-American residents here in South Carolina.
Yeah. NPR's Hansi Luang covering the funeral of the pastor of the Emmanuel AME there in Charleston. It's going on all day. We want to listen to some of it for those who also, Hansi, want to be there and can't. We'll listen to some of the music from today's service. Hansi, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
It's here and now.